Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'd like to start the show with a song. New You. The song's being shared as a beginning to a real connection with the real guides and the real universes, to get some real guidance and a real education. There's probably no coincidence for anybody that's hearing these words. The real guides give us the opportunity when they see that we're ready to accept or try to find out about things like reincarnation and what's called karma, cause and effect, here in the psych realms with these different bodies we have, like this physical one that we see as something solid and moves around here in this place called Earth. And then we have a astral body. And that's our body that is, that's, has our emotions, and I guess that's feelings. And we have a causal body, which is our, where a lot of our memories are, and stuff about our past lives. And then we have a mental body, and that's kind of the body that has our ideas and stuff we think about. It's like a computer. It just stores stuff. And then we have an etheric body, and that's like our intuitive body. And then there's a deep, dark border, it's called. It's like a shell around these psych realms, these places, these bodies that we have. And beyond the deep, dark border is a place called the real universes, where there's real freedom and real love, not the kind of implied freedom we have here in the physical, and not the kind of love we have here in the physical, which is mostly emotional love. It's where we have real freedom, where there's no authorities or brutalitarians, with all their laws and regulations, rules that they've created and have most people here in the psych realms living by or obeying. You wonder about things like why we came here, if there was a purpose. Well, there's this new song that's being offered to sing for like 15 minutes before you go to sleep each night, and maybe 15 minutes when you wake up in the morning. And that's showing the real guides that you're sincere about wanting some real guidance and a real education. It's kind of a beginning step to find out for yourself, see what life shows you, by singing the new you song. And there's new books available at lulu.com by Dwayne the Great Writer. It's called the Adventurist series. I'll read a little bit of new book 2, A Journey to Real Freedom, so that you have a little idea what the books are saying or sharing. I'll just open it up and read some. Is that heaven? I asked as I was staring with a fixed gaze at what I found to be hard to believe. This is merely part of the first heaven of man. What you are seeing is an area known as the City of Lights, which is located on this level of the astral realm, said the man. Wow, I thought, am I really here? As I continued to watch, I could see all the beautiful lights coming from the city, illuminating the sky and disappearing into the wide open vastness. Then there appeared a huge body of water all about the central reality of this wondrous experience. It was a giant ocean with many lights reflecting from it. The big ocean, I said out loud, it's the big ocean, the place that I came from. Actually, this is one of the many oceans that are in life. Young Dwayne, you came from the real ocean that exists many levels beyond this one, which are known as the real universes, said the man. I did, I said. And that place is a heaven too, I asked. The real universes are beyond the heavens and gods of man. Rebazar will be your guide this lifetime, along with the other real guides, and someday you will know all, he said as he smiled. Wow, I thought, there are more heavens than this one. How many are there? As I began to wonder in my imagination. More than you can count, but the whole of life is far too big for the little minds of the lower realms to comprehend. So the real guides have brought about certain knowledge to keep the embodied souls in balance with what is termed nature. All of this is far too much for you at this time. But someday you will come to know far more than anyone you know. And as he was saying this to me, suddenly I felt a tug on my arm and found myself back on Earth with Mom. Wake up, sweetie, wake up, said Mom. Let's get something to eat. I'm very hungry, aren't you? No. I thought, not at all. I was almost where I wanted to be. Anyhow, I think I was. Why does she have to wake me up when she is hungry? I know that it's great to have my dream time. But why do I have to come back here? This was something I had to figure out, especially since this outer life was becoming a hassle. She had already parked the car, and so I reluctantly followed Mom out of the car, and we went into another restaurant, and this time it looked a lot more friendly without all the truckers. As we were walking in, I was again thinking about and seeing my dream experience and how close I was to the big ocean. I would have rather stayed there near the ocean than eat, and there was nothing I could do but go along with what Mom wanted. She was the big person, and I was still the little guy. I was rather frustrated with all this, but I went along with what she asked because she was Mom. We had a great meal, and then we were on our way again. As we were driving, Mom told me we were going to live in a place called Los Angeles. Actually, right outside of it, she said, a place called a suburb. I was still too young to understand all that was going on in this place, but I knew in time I would. All of this does sound rather funny coming from a little kid who just came to the earth from who knows where, but I knew I had a real purpose this lifetime. And the first part was to get to the Pacific Ocean. As we continued to drive along, I was still really riveted by the experience I had earlier. It seemed as though it was still a ways to where Mom and I were going, so I decided to go back into my own dream world and have fun. I suddenly found myself walking along a dirt path that was leading up to a hilltop. For a moment, I was wondering where I was going and why. Then, for some reason, I got this hint that the ocean might be on the other side of this hill. I began to walk very briskly. As I was walking, the entire area around me began to expand as though the terrain was being magnified. The more steps I took, the higher I would go, many times over. As the scene enlarged, the ground became a spread of the most luscious green grass that I had ever seen. It instantly began appearing everywhere, along with majestic-looking palms that seemed to be perfectly placed in different arrangements, along with all kinds of colorful vegetation and flowers. I finally got myself to the top of the hill, and all I could see was the beautiful blue sky. There was nothing but the sky all around me. It was all so perfect. I stood there for a moment and just looked up at the wondrous openness and all the blue coloring in awe of it. I had never seen such a perfectly clear sky. The sun was a big ball of pure light in the great openness with nothing around it. Just a bluish clarity. I felt free and clear of everything. The sun was neither hot nor cold, and I could stare straight into it. It was great. Looking over this whole experience, there was something about this scene that haunted me. The magnificent sun was so isolated and so distant that it brought about a sense of loneliness in a seemingly perfect setting. How could this be? I thought to myself. As I was looking up, I heard the sound of something from somewhere. I looked around, but I couldn't see anything. Then I looked back up into the sky and I saw something coming from the sun. As it came closer, I started to make out a form of someone who appeared to be flying. Then I saw who it was. It was Rebazar on a beautiful white horse that had large wings. He also had another horse with him that was not quite as big as the one he was on. Within a matter of moments, they landed right beside me on the lush green hill. This was an amazing experience for me, just like being in a fantasy movie, which I had not seen yet. But I was imagining my own production of one. "Hello, little friend," he said with his robust voice and gesture. I was so surprised and overwhelmed to see him, along with the horses. He was all smiles and so happy to see me. "Hello, sir," I said, feeling just thrilled to be where I was. "I have brought you a new friend so that we can fly over the great ocean of life together," he said with his strong being. I was so excited and surprised that I couldn't speak. As I was considering how he had appeared and what he brought, I looked down from the hilltop and saw that a wonderful blue ocean was now suddenly all around us. There was no longer any landmass or dirt, but only green plush lawns that stretched near the water, along with the softly glowing golden sand to the water's edge. We were standing on a mountain with the most beautiful blue ocean all around us. The brilliant sun was shining from the sky and creating a wonderful array of dancing lights upon the water that was truly alive. The scene was surreal and fantasy-like, creating an essence of peacefulness and tranquility. I walked over to the horse and slowly put my hands on his head, softly petting him. He was very calm and seemed to know what to do. He was so beautiful with his sparkling blue eyes. It was hard for me to believe that he was real. I stared at his wings and was amazed at how beautiful he was. "He is yours," said Rebazar with a big smile on his face. "Really?" I said. "Thank you, sir," and leaped onto his back. "Let us fly over the great ocean of life," said Rebazar with his wonderful voice and mannerism. "Okay, great," I said as I got on him. I didn't have to do anything because the horse knew what to do and where to go. We jumped from the hilltop and went towards the sun. Higher and higher into the sky, Rebazar pointed to the sun as we stopped in midair. As he did, there was something about it that suddenly seemed different. The sun was not hot or cold, but real. I could look straight into it without blinking. I wondered about this and began to experience a real presence taking place. I was seeing the sun like I had not seen it before. In my own way, I began to recognize I was seeing more than just a sun in the sky. Then Rebazar motioned to me to follow him. Soon there was nothing but the blue sky with the huge sparkling ocean below. We were riding the gentle wind that seemed to sing as we moved along. I could hear a sound that was coming to me as I then once again looked up at the sun. It was a new sound I had never heard before. I soon began to realize that this was what I was looking for, the invisible something that I could sense was real and supportive. I was having this experience that I could also see at the time. I did not have what I needed to recognize what was fully taking place. "You are once again becoming aware of the real, youngster," said Rebazar, as he was obviously reading my thoughts. I heard what he said and I began to wonder what he meant. "What is it that I am really looking for, Mr. Rebazar?" I asked. "The great secret of life that everyone is looking for," he said, as we silently sailed through the sky as the sun was now locked into me. "What is that?" I asked, as I could still sense the presence of the sun. "You have been here many times before on a wondrous journey to this very moment. This is your time, Dwayne. This is the life where you will make up and This is the life where you will wake up and share the most. This is why you have the strong desire to be at the ocean. It reminds you of your real home, the real universes. Your last lifetime and the ones before that were in preparation for this one, and you will write about it someday," said Rebazar as he waved to me to go higher into the sky. "I don't think I know how to write, sir," I said. Rebazar laughed and said, "You will soon learn when the time is right, but for now you are the child of life, and you are exploring your new awareness. So have fun with what you have." "I really know all of this," I thought to myself. Yes, you do. You are the Golden Warrior from the Is, said RT. I am? That sounds pretty neat. What does it mean? I asked. You are like us, the radiant guides of the true reality, he said as he pointed into the sun once again. As I once more looked straight into it, and this time became even more amazed at what I saw. The sun was now speaking to me, and at the same time I became as thought I were motionless. The sun was now speaking to me, and at the same time I became as thought I were motionless. It spoke to me, but not in words, more so like impressions that were weightless. I knew what it was saying, and at the same time I could not register the meaning. I was in a dream world that was so much more than a dream could be, because I knew this is real. As I started to say something, the entire scene gently faded, and I was back with my mom in the car. When she made a sharp turn, I ended up bumping up against the car door. I was once again discouraged with the very thought about having to come back to Earth. That's just a little bit of the new book, too, A Journey to Real Freedom by Dwayne the Great Writer. There's 9 books in the Adventurous series, and they're on PDF. Available if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube or Skype, or if you're trying, I guess you'll be able to find her to find out more about the books. They're available in the hardbacks or at lulu.com. There's things going on right now with this new presentation about projects to be developed here in the physical, like the All Solar Research Vessel and the food forests and homeschooling, lots and lots of information about what's really going on here on Earth. So if a person is listening and wants to check out some of this, you can check it out on www.worldwideeducators.com. The new presentation by Dwayne Heppner, the founder of the new presentation and the wonderful Worldwide Educators. And this is something that everyone can become involved with and see if we can't work in harmony with nature. And I guess you would say get enough instruction and guidance to earn our way out of this psych realm stuff so we don't have to come back and reincarnate and to a world that's going to be, from the looks of it, worse than it is now. So I'm just trying to share this information with anybody that the guides have got to listen. So I'll end the show with the song, New You, You, You. See ya.